Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to the Build Your Empire with the Kingdom Strategist for a time of building and expanding the kingdom of God within you. We are educating and equipping individuals around the world to build and expand in their dreams, goals, visions, purpose, and destiny through biblical principles and applications. I am your host, Apostle Deron Shea Zorn, your kingdom strategist, here to release strategies and revelations to unlock the kingdom within you. Amen, amen, and amen. I do want to welcome you to another dynamic episode. With me on the Build Your Empire with the Kingdom Strategist. I just believe and know that what God has in store for us as we're getting ready to go through a series that's going to build you for such a time as this. And it is such an honor and a privilege to have you here with me. In this particular episode, we're going to talk about the P's of pandemic and epidemic success. We're going to deal with one of the P's as we're going to go through a series that's going to give you some foundational teachings on how you can build your empire. Build that in which God has given unto you, even in the midst of a pandemic or an epidemic. And I'm telling you, I thank you for coming back each week to hear revelational truths that's going to help you out of this pandemic and the various epidemics that you've been living in and under. I just believe what's going to be released is going to break generational cycles of epidemics and pandemic bondage off of the lives of other people. Yes, even in the midst of these catastrophes, success is happening. Progress is going forth in the lives of many. And we want to make sure that while progress is happening, success is happening, growth is happening under these strenuous times, that these things are happening in your life, that you are not bound by the constraints of what pandemics and epidemics bring within the lives of others due to culture, gender, religious preferences. One skin color, and the list can go on. I'm excited about the journey that we are getting ready to experience through this particular series. Before we go any further, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious God, we thank you for what it is that you are doing in the lives of your people around the world, throughout the nations. So we come humbly before you, first to give you honor and praise, to glorify you and magnify your name, because you are the King of Glory. You are our Father, our help, our provisionary, our protector, and promise keeper. And so even in these trying times, we know that your faithfulness endures. We know that your word cannot be thwarted, and in your plan is so that we can prosper and not be harmed. And we thank you for a spiritual awakening, for such a time as this. Even as your word declares that, look, your people perish because of the lack of knowledge. We thank you for releasing knowledge in these times so that we can strive and thrive through global, cultural, and generational crises that are impacting the lives of humanity. We thank you for the grace to prosper in times of limitation upon the world. We thank you for the grace of being your children and being able to be fruitful and multiply. Without being bound by what's happening globally, culturally, economically, socially, and physically in the lives of humans. As the world experiences these things, we thank you that we are in the world but not of the world, and we don't have to experience the way the world experiences whatever is happening in it. We thank you that we are no longer conformed to the pattern of the world, but we have been transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may know your good and perfect will. Oh, gracious King, have your way and to build your empire with the Kingdom Strategist, episode 1 today, so that your people may hear from heaven And as they hear from heaven that your word is unleashed in our lives, that it may be a fruit to, oh my God, to bring you glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to bring you glory, Almighty God, that others may know your name, that others may experience who you are. In spite of a race, in spite of economical differences, culture differences, religious differences, hallelujah, that you may be glorified in this place. So we give you all the honor, we give you praise, and it is in the majestic name of Jesus that we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be unto God in this place. I'm so excited for what God is doing in this, what God is doing in this very hour. But before we advance any further in this amazing episode, I want you to go ahead and share this broadcast on your social media platforms. You can text it to somebody, email it to somebody so that they can get in on this powerful conversation. Your circle of influence is depending on you to share information that could definitely help them come from the situations that they are in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Into places of their dreams, their goals, their destinies, that in which God has called forth in their lives. And so, be a good Samaritan, be a good neighbor, and help somebody out on today. Amen. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Also, let's connect. Let's connect on our social media platforms on Facebook and Instagram. You can connect with me at Kingdom Strategist and on Twitter at KB Strategist. I would love to engage with you to further this conversation that we're having on today, because I believe in your success. I know that God is doing great and mighty things, and that God wants to do even greater things in your life. So let's have conversation about it on today. Our topic for today is the P's of pandemic and epidemic success, with a focus on the word purpose and its ability to navigate your success in any crisis. See, the world is going through a global pandemic and lives are being affected drastically and at an alarming rate as we experience a global economic downturn, job losses, businesses permanently or temporarily closing, deaths, lockdowns, and so much more. This pandemic is an open display of the epidemic that many have lived from generation to generation due to their gender, skin color, religious preferences, and the list can go on. The pandemic have shown a physical disease that have affected global markets and lives around the world. However, it thrives from the same mental, emotional, social, and financial epidemics that social classes.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Have to endure due to the disease of the heart of mankind or humankind. So I'm excited about our discussion on how to be successful in any crisis as we understand purpose and its ability to navigate us to success. So let's start here. Purpose is the reason for something to exist. It is the reason why something is done. It deals with the very existence of who one is. And so, purpose is a very key component, or knowing purpose is a very key component to being successful. Without understanding purpose, success cannot manifest in your life. You have to understand why you were created, what it is that you are called to do, because that is the lane, that is the space, that is the place where you will always prosper, no matter what the conditions may be. Why? Because your purpose is a solution to something. And when epidemics and pandemics break out, problems still exist. They still exist. So, how can your purpose thrive, right? Because the problem is there. So, this is why purpose is the foundational matter, or the foundational P of being successful. It allows you to develop
It allows you to develop a solid foundation. So that you can thrive and be successful. So right here, in the midst of the pandemic, understanding your purpose will help you thrive. It will help you obtain success. Whenever you find a solid foundation, you will always find stability. A solid foundation is something that will always hold you up, even when everything else around you is collapsing. Those that are thriving in the pandemic is those that understood or understand their purpose. And they are not operating from a place of where they're panicking in the midst of the crisis. No. They're operating from a place of purpose. And many a times when we don't know and we don't understand our purpose, when crisis break out, we will start panicking and we will start doing reactive. We will start behaving from a place of fear. And when we behave, move, start operating out of a place of fear, because fear clouds our minds and it doesn't bring clarity, many a times we're grasping at straws. We're grasping at straws. We are gravitating toward things that look good but may not be good for us. And we don't understand that it's not good for us until we have invested time, talent, and our treasures. And therefore, we have wasted resources trying to find a way to be successful under the given conditions that have come forth. The thing that causes purpose to move you successfully in a pandemic is that your purpose is not predicated on the conditions in the world. What you've been born to do is solely based on the reason why God has designed you, because he has brought you forth to be a solution to a problem. It's all about your willingness to get the work that is required, or to do the work that is required from you. To do the work. See, we know this word pivot been tossed around a lot, and we'll talk about it later, right, in one of the later episodes, but I'm going to tap on it just a little bit here. See, we've heard the word pivot being thrown around, but if you're not pivoting in purpose, that means that you're not operating from a solid foundation. And anything that's not solid, it has the potential to collapse at any given time. Situations and circumstances calls forth for it to collapse. And so even when conditions change, a purpose do not. Now, sometimes conditions may cause us to have to function in our purpose differently. So, for instance, like right now, we are not able to physically, go into buildings, or as a limitation, right, on going into buildings and doing things. So you may have to alter, like, how can I change the method of my delivery? So your delivery is always the solution, what you were born to do, what you're called to do, which is simply your purpose. But the method in which it's delivered in, it is okay to change. And one of the things that I believe that is a very positive of what's happening right now is that you're able to now be creative in how you deliver your solution to the world, which in turn now give you other platforms that expand your reach. As it place you in a greater market. So purpose has to be defined. You got to know it so that way you will not live life grasping at straws. That could hinder your growth and development, that can hinder you from reaching the masses, those that God has called for you to reach. So, let's think about this for a moment. And I want to take us to the Word of God in the book of Genesis. So many places that we can go. But I want to start at the beginning. Because even in the beginning, I mean, we can look at it as a kind of pandemic, a chaos. We know in a pandemic, chaos happening, right? Epidemics, chaoses are happening. But one of the things that I want to gravitate toward in the book of Genesis to illuminate the point that I believe going to bless our lives and going to change the way we think and how we do things forever. But most importantly, it's going to put us on a path of being successful. I want to go to Genesis 1 and 11. And so this is what God says in his word. He says, then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bears fruit with seeds in it, according to their various kinds. And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and tree bearing fruit with seeds in it according to their kind. Oh, come on now. And God saw that it was good. Let's talk about this for a moment. See, here we find in the beginning that God said, you know, let's bring forth, let the land produce vegetation, right? And we see that he brought forth plants and trees bearing seeds in it according to its own kind. So let's talk about trees. So when God made this statement and trees began to come forth, various types of trees was produced.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
It was produced to develop or create a specific type of fruit. And because it was created to bring forth a specific type of fruit, those are the type of seeds that it bore. So that in harvest time, so that in its right season, that it will produce the fruit of its kind. So that's why we don't see an orange tree trying to produce apples. Or we don't have a lemon tree trying to produce plums. No, every year through every cycle, the orange tree produces oranges. The apple tree produces apples. And so forth. And so, because the tree understand its purpose, the orange tree understand that I'm here to produce oranges. And because it understands that that's what it's here to produce, then that's the type of fruit that it bear. And so we have to take a lesson from the tree. That understand that I'm here to produce this one thing. This is what I'm here to produce. And because this is what I'm here to produce, season after season, I'm going to bear forth or bring forth the fruit of the kind of seed that has been placed on the inside of me. My God. And so just as the land produced the vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and the trees bearing fruit with seeds in it according to their kind, so do it be true for us. And so that's why when we understand purpose, what I'm designed to do, why, you know, what I'm called to do, in and out of season, you're going to always be in a place of cultivating and producing the fruit so that you can be fruitful and multiply. We know that even over in the word of Ecclesiastes, right? Chapter 3. The word tells us there that there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heaven. Let me go to, it's a version that says, let me read it. Here it goes. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. See, when you understand your purpose, you'll understand the time and how you need to operate in the time with your purpose. It's a time for every purpose under heaven. And see, you got to understand, when you understand your purpose, even when the seasons change, your situations and circumstances change, you understand what you need to be producing out of your purpose in that particular season, because it's going to make a difference. Because sometimes we can be moving in purpose, but not in the right season of the purpose, and we will bear, or it will cause us to be in a barren place. Why? Because you're not producing what needs to be produced in a season. And so even, see, situations and circumstances like the pandemics and the epidemics, right, they cause conditions in our environments that affect seasons. And so even though they bring forth conditions that affect our environments, they still don't affect our purpose. And so when the conditions of environment change, then we have to come into a place and say, how do my purpose, how do what I'm called to do produce in this season? Because you got to bear the fruit according to your own kind, the very seed that you bear. So you can't produce the way Sister Watermelon or the Watermelon Corporation produce in the season. You got to know your own path of production. You got to know what's the appropriate activity that you need to be doing according to your purpose. Because again, the lemon tree can produce or do not produce, or its production process, the activity of its production process isn't the same as the orange. And the same thing for any type of tree that is bearing or producing its type of fruit. There may be some foundational things that are similar, but but there are some very distinctive differences in its production. And you got to understand your distinguishedness. You got to understand your uniqueness in production within the season that you're in. And your purpose alone brings forth the distinguishedness. The distinguishedness. Because it has your identification, your thumbprint, in which we can say, that uniquely identify who you are, that uniquely identifies what you're called to do, that uniquely distinguish you from others that are in your same field of expertise. And so you have to understand that what pandemic and epidemic brings in these environmental changes or these environmental structures, that even with what they bring, you can still prosper. See, there are many women who have been bound, right, in epidemic diseases in the hearts of man based upon their gender. And that they've been in places of restriction and in places of limitations in how they've been able to function and purpose. But there have been women who have dared to challenge the epidemics that they've been in, and they've broke past the nature of the disease, and not only surviving it but thriving. They push past the threshold and they've been became successful in what they are called or what they've been chosen to do in their purpose, because they chose not to look at what the environment brought, but they looked at how their purpose can conquer their environmental factors. And not just with, you know, women, but also with people of color. That's why it's powerful to understand and know who you are, the truth about you. Because surely when he says that my people perish for lack of knowledge, when you don't know who you are and what you're called to do, it's difficult for you to thrive. It's difficult for you to break past the barriers or to overcome and conquer the challenges within environments, because of the limitations in how you can operate, because your mind is not focused in a place in a place of purpose or producing what you've been called to do. Many people of mind are caught in a place of what others have said, labels that have been placed upon them, places and things that has limited their abilities. and therefore. We got to come into a place of understanding who we are, what we have been called and chosen to do, so that we can begin to break the barriers of limitations that's been keeping us from being fruitful in purpose. Why? Because epidemics and pandemics do not solve issues. They intensify them. Especially for those who are not in the right position to overcome their challenges. Your purpose brings forth a solution to a problem where the pandemic or epidemic exists or not. We can look at Moses. The Israelites were surely in an epidemic. In an epidemic because of the wickedness in someone else's heart, the jealousy, the envy, the fear of them moving or operating or expanding in the success that God had called for them. And so the epidemic, the plague in the heart of Pharaoh will cause an epidemic to take place in the lives of the Israelites. And now they'll be in a place of bondage. And God, right, and God would send Moses to free them out of the hand of Pharaoh. And right there in the process, I mean, their problem of bondage was there. The hatred and the fear, the jealousy in Pharaoh's heart was still there. Was there, and it continued to produce hardship after hardship after hardship upon the Israelites. But God will raise up Moses, and like God will raise up individuals like us, like amen, glory to God. God knew, because he's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end of all things, that the Israelites will find themselves in a place of bondage. And so that's why he called for Moses to live in the times and the days in which he did, because he purposed him to free them from under the epidemic that Pharaoh had placed them under. And so, as he went forth, he was able to help them come out of Egypt from under Pharaoh's bondage, headed toward the promised land. He was able to do it, and it didn't come without trials and tribulations. Surely there was places in Moses' life during that time that frustrated him, because he had to continue to petition Pharaoh. He had to continue to encourage and get the Israelites on board for their freedom. So there was so much opposition that was up against Moses' purpose, but he stood the test of time and he continued to move in a place of progression. And he became successful in getting the objective done for them. There's so many other great men, great women of God in the Bible that, you know, did their portion as they moved in purpose to help others come out of the things that they were dealing with. Right. Even in the pandemic, people are concerned with the problems that they're dealing with. People are needing breakthroughs. People desire to come out of what they've been dealing with from generation to generation. And they could care less about this pandemic or the epidemics that they're experiencing. Being strategically positioned in purpose so that people can know, even in the midst of the disasters that's taking place in the world, I'm still here to help you. And clearly identifying the ways that you will live out your purpose and bring forth the solution, even with the possibility of having to alter the way you deliver it, people will still pay for being free. They would still invest their resources in being free. Positioning is everything, and it is in the why you exist, and not the how. People are not concerned about the method you will use to solve their problems. They're concerned, are you the one with the solution? You have to know that you're the solution. And you have to show up as the solution. And that comes with confidently walking in your purpose. Walking in the fact that I know who I am. I know what I've been called to do. That you're not imitating anyone else, but you're uniquely showing up in the space as a servant to help somebody with their existing problem or condition, that they may overcome it. That they may overcome it. Find your purpose. As you find your purpose and identify your purpose, it definitely will foundationally position you to produce successfully in any condition. Show up in your purpose. Be that city on the hill that cannot be hidden, so that when people see your good works, God can be glorified. Be the light that draws others out of darkness. But you got to show up. And sometimes you're showing up depending on the environment and conditions. You may have to change the method. Don't be afraid of altering the method in which you deliver your purpose. Don't be afraid to do that. Because your responsibility is to produce. Your responsibility is to produce. And that brings me over to the book of Psalms, chapter 1. You can also find a similar verse over in the book of Jeremiah. So, in Psalms chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." Right? I love that. I absolutely love that. Now, this is how it is spoken about. In the book of Jeremiah. Right? In the book of Jeremiah. It talks about it this way. "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who confident is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its root by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worry in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit." That's Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8. Hold that in your heart. Hold that in your heart. Think about that. Let that be your scripture or word of meditation for this week. And begin to ask God how that word can be produced in your life. How you can live out Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8. See, when you understand purpose, remember it said that tree that was planted, you got to be planted in purpose, rooted in Christ Jesus, that he will give you the resources that you need to stay strong and healthy and produce even when there's drought in the land. It said you'll never fail to bear fruit. And as you bear the fruit, those that need it will surely come and eat from your tree. I'm excited about what God is doing in this hour in the lives of his people as he's building our faith, as he's strengthening us so that we can be fruitful and multiply no matter what season that we're in. No matter what season that we're in. And so we'll talk about it as we continue in this series of the P's of pandemic and epidemic success. So meditate on Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8 this week. I love to hear how it's speaking to you. I love to hear how it brings you closer to that place of defining who you are and what it is that you need to be producing in this particular season in your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You have been listening to the Build Your Empire with the Kingdom Strategist. I am your host, Dr. Duranche Zorn, your Kingdom Strategist. I'm here to build solutions so that you may birth and expand in your dreams, your goals, and your desires. I am your business and ministry coach who is ready to help you build practical solutions so that you may increase your market reach and your income potential. If this message have empowered you, subscribe to our broadcast and visit me at www.deronshay.com. That's www.deronshay.com. I would love to connect with you on my social media platform on Facebook and Instagram, Kingdom Strategist, and on Twitter on KB Strategist. If you're looking for that business or ministry coach to take you to the next destination in what you're called to do, to help you in achieving breakthroughs so that you can begin to see the level of success that you've been called to have for such a time as this, let's definitely connect so that I can help you build your empire. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.